This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You hear the theme for the beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, something that you can hear every week at this time because Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen are here together to count down the top 10 stories and the top 10 people on the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael and his staff busily working away to come up with things, and as the week progresses, things change. Interesting that there are some very compelling stories. It's usually, yeah, there are a lot of compelling stories, but this week it seems like they're more compelling. It's kind of like, what is the all pigs are created equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. Well, yes. All stories, not created equal here, but there's a lot of meat in this list. Michael, do you want to go through it?
Yeah, let's do it. There's a lot of different things are on different timelines. So some stories are intensifying, others are fading, and it's been one of those kinds of weeks. At number 10, we have the deaths of Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight, and that's tied with a pop culture phenomenon of sorts. A new Beatles record has been made, and it's a fascinating story. It involves everything from AI to popular history, popular culture. Yep.
And number nine, we have Gun Hill Road song coming up pretty soon, too.
Coming soon, yes. Yeah. Yeah. As you say, all stories are not equal. Let's just say the Beatles story is more equal than the Gun Hill Road story, but we'll be talking about that in a few weeks. Right now at number nine, we have the Maine shooting aftermath, and we have the quick conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried at FTX.
Yummy! 110 years he gets if he gets the fullest compliment that the courts have to offer, so good luck to him.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Mm. And at number eight, we have the Ohio abortion ballot issue. At number seven, a general topic, the 2024 presidential race. Tuberville's military stranglehold is at number six. At number five, Fed policy and the economy. At number four, Speaker Johnson's agenda. Trump's legal battles collectively fallen at number three. At number two, we have campus protests and anti-Semitism. And at number one, we have the Israel-Hamas war tied into number two. So there's your stories of the week. The people of the week at number 10, Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight. At number 9, Robert Card, George Santos and Sam Bankman-Fried. The Beatles collectively at 8. GOP candidates collectively at 7. At number 6, Tommy Tuberville. Rashid Tlaib at number 5. Mike Johnson at 4. Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. at 3. Benjamin Netanyahu at 2 and Joe Biden at number 1. And it's, as we speak, it's a swirling change of numbers because, the week is just wrapping up.
Right. All right. So there are a number of pieces of this pie that I would like to get your input on. As usual, we're here to discuss the issues and what Michael has heard and his own thoughts about some of the issues of the week as enumerated by these lists that are published each week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So looking at the Israeli-Hamas war, whether it's intensifying or whether it's cooling down, I find something very troubling. The anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia on college campuses, it is a sign for me of the dumbing down. We've talked about dumbing down in the public school system. Now it has gone to the college system, as far as I'm concerned. Classrooms on college campuses, the lack of understanding of what the reality is with the Jewish population of Israel, the Muslims, and the fighting between Jewish and Muslim students and the faculty, and it's just It's very disturbing because of the ignorance. The war is intensified, and in my mind, the ignorance has intensified as well, Michael. What's your
observation? I think you said it all. I think you presented it very well. As a matter of fact, a number of talk show hosts have emailed me last night and this morning. Coincidentally, you talk about the Gun Hill Road song. They think that the Idiots song that we did, Idiots, you know, they're all around us, has more meaning now than ever before. Ignorance is rampant, and we do see it on the college campuses. What can I say?
What do you go to college for? What do you send your children? This is to people who are taking their hard-earned money and helping their children get a college education. What are you paying for? What are you getting for your money? I'd be asking that question if it were me. My children are long since out of college, but boy, I'd be asking that question. I find it incredible.
It's so expensive
yeah,
to send
right.
a kid to college today. And this issue has been discussed for years, though. This goes back, I remember, even to when I was in college. And the question was, why are you going to college? Are you going to college to get an education? Are you going to college to get an indoctrination? Or are you going to college to extend childhood for another 4 to 6 to 8 years as going to, like, summer camp?
Well, all great questions. They really are. And provocative. So those of you listening, think about that as it applies to you and your family and even to, you know, to you personally. What'd you get out of your college experience? I had a fabulous college experience. It was an important way for me to mature. I needed to get away from home, and I did, and it brought me into my career. The two things that I spent most of my life on were enhanced by my going to Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. So I can't say anything bad about my experience, frankly. It was, except some of the girls that I hung around with.
Well, that's enough. Well, I mean, you know, some students go to college with their primary concern being their social life.
Mm-hmm.
My view on colleges is radical. Although it doesn't mean I'm not able to deal with them. I'm on boards in colleges, and I operate with colleges, and I respect their systems. But my personal feeling, and I'm open about it, is that it creates a weakness. It continues to elongate childhood, and it shouldn't be so fancy schmancy. Going to college should be like going to work.
This whole
idea of college. Exactly. Colleges should be in office buildings. They shouldn't be on campuses. They shouldn't. They shouldn't have dormitories. They should. I'm telling you, I'm radical about it. It should be like you have a job, you work, and you go to college, and you take courses, and you learn. This whole thing about getting caught up in campus activities and all that. They say, you know, it helps you mature, as you said, to get away from your parents. Well, there's nothing like real life that'll help you mature. Go out, get a job, find an apartment, and find time to go to school too. That to me is real life. I'm sure a lot of people are cringing listening to me right now saying this. Yeah. And I understand, you know, people do what they want to do, but the ignorance is social. So much of the protests and the stand that people take and the righteous indignation and the feigned aggravation is all posing and social without any intelligent or academic base. That's what you're talking about when you say ignorance is behind a lot of this. You know,
it sure is. And then we go to the actual war. Our country, the government of our country, has warned this week that if in fact the Israeli situation in Gaza doesn't change, the support in our country will erode. I think it already is, to a certain extent. Maybe some of it fueled by these demonstrations of ignorance that we're talking about, which is number two this week on the countdown list. There's a point in which it would go too far. And so then there's the back to the reality of what Uri Geller said to me the first day of the war, not understanding and the outrage among Israelis that the Israeli government didn't know what was going on. In fact, a close look at this seems to portend that that's not true, that the Israeli government did know, or certain sections of the government knew what was going on, and they chose to not prepare because it was good for Netanyahu's political reality. He got a government together behind him, and, you know, you can say, oh, that's too cynical. Come on. Politics in the world today, there are plenty of examples of things like that happening to benefit leaders, the carnage that's now on, if it is true, on his shoulders. But it seems not to make any sense when you think it through that the best intelligence service in the world didn't know these people had been planning an attack for almost a year. Come on. Who are you kidding? The reality is that I think there is something to this. Michael, what about you?
Smoking gun. I mean, Netanyahu's on the hot seat. He formed a coalition of radicals so that he could have power, which we see happening in the United States.
Yep.
It's all about you do anything for power. There are no principles anymore. And when you see it happening in a place that's supposedly based on principles, Israel, then you know that there's a universal nature of politics and power today that transcends ideology and transcends national boundaries. And when I say that there's ignorance on the campuses per the anti-Semitism and per the protest of the carnage, I'm not saying that I approve of the carnage. It's very aggravating to be on any side in this issue. And we can only hope there's no win. And when you're forced to take a side between two sides that there may be superficial or current reasons for them doing what they're doing, but ultimately this is just a stain on humanity that we do this at all. But tell that to somebody who just had 1,500 people slaughtered in an attack, women and children and babies, and say, well, you got to play nice now.
Yeah. Nope. No, you don't have to. All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin. One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off?
Like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss.
So what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited 5 free, get 3 free. But we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it's not. It's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I got two different hats to wear following the same subject matter because I like to have, we have an hour with the ladies on the Good Day program and we review the charts. In this case, we're doing the week of October 30th to November the 3rd with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The Israeli situation, I think, deserves a little bit more because it's so important. A couple of different ways of looking at this. Number one is the war itself, but number four is the new speaker, Mr. Johnson's agenda. And what he did during the week was to get an approval. This is something that a lot of people thought, yep, we ought to do this. Separate out the bills so that you know exactly what you're voting on, what you're passing, what you're not voting for, this sort of thing. So he took out the aid to Israel and put it on the dais for itself, the $14.3 billion in aid for military operations so that it could be voted on, not in a package of aid that went to Ukraine and some other thing for electric cars and all of that stuff that gets thrown together. So I think from my perspective anyway, Johnson becoming speaker and the confidence that he seems to have had as a leader, I mean, I don't like a lot of his political philosophy, but he can't like everything. I think that this is something that the public, if they know what's going on, have been crying for a long time, Michael.
You're talking about ending the so-called chaos.
Well, and putting the chaos in voting with a lot of these people, they don't know what they're voting for. They never see the bill. Their aides don't know really, so they do what the speaker tells them to do or what the party leadership tells them: vote for this bill or don't vote for the bill. And so you have a few people that are controlling the whole show, which is the antithesis of what our government is supposed to be about.
Party politics is very powerful in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, too, but especially in the House, where there's such a razor-thin difference between the majority and the minority. It's political, and you make a couple of good points. The problem is you said you don't agree necessarily with his political philosophy.
No, he's too much of a Trumper for me.
It's supposed to ultimately come down to that.
yeah.
you know,
election deniers and stuff.
You know, when it comes down to, at least they are able to know what it is they don't know about, or at least they are able to know what it is that they're being pressured into voting for, then we really have problems. So I get what
There's
you're
an
saying,
old,
but we're in trouble.
The expression is, I know what I don't know. A lot of times people don't know what they don't know, and right. so that becomes more dangerous than if you know what you don't know. It's not like double
talk. But actually, they're very simple, and they're thinking and very clear. What they know is that they have to go along to get along.
And then they have to get reelected. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all they have to think
about. And so they have to keep the party leadership happy with them, and they have to be able to present a face to their constituents back home in some district so mm-hmm. they can get reelected, or God forbid they get primaried. You know, if they don't go along with the party leadership, which ultimately in this case at the GOP is Donald Trump, mm-hmm. they can get primaried and not even have a chance to run. Yeah. They are real suck-ups, to say the least.
Yeah,
the average politician.
They want to be part of the. They want to be part of the group. They want to be part of the clan. They want to be part of the in crowd, mm-hmm. and so they sacrifice everything else, including representing you, as they are supposed to do. They spend their money sucking up or on the phone raising money, campaign contributions. That's what they spend their time on. 28 after, it's pretty cynical, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas. Given them time to regroup and plot a new attack or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Steffen Multimedia and Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here every week at this time to go through the list that they publish at Talkers.com. It's also at GoodDayShow.com, trying to get down to the nitty-gritty. I forgot to ask James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio, main studio in Dallas, to get a copy. The new Beatles record is actually out, right? Yeah. So we ought to have a little moment to listen to it and to think about, actually, that we're so steeped in talking about stuff that's not so good, that this is something, when you look at Paul McCartney, and you look at Ringo Starr, and you think about what they looked like when we first saw them in 1961, 62, the Mopheads. And then they're both now in their 80s, and the hair, I think McCartney is beginning a little bit to show his age, his face a little drawn, his eyes a little sunk, but he still has it when you listen to him sing, man. He's still got it. And Ringo, he always looks like having such a great time. He may be the smartest of all the Beatles in that he's made a fortune. Well, they've all made the families of the Beatles that are gone. I certainly never have to worry about anything again in their lives monetarily. They're kind of, the two of them just enjoy. They look like they're having such a great time in life. So anyway, here's a snippet from the new Beatles record.
And now and then,
So you can certainly hear Paul's voice in there. But didn't they come up with some electronic AI thing that sort of brought Harrison and Lennon into it, into the mix? Isn't that part of the conversation about this, that they brought in the Beatles who are not any longer with us? I think that was part of the...
In a way, they played around with this song back in the 90s when they found the four demos that Yoko presented them on a cassette during the days when John was hanging out as a house husband and not making professional records. He was fooling around at the piano and singing it to a cassette machine, and there were four songs. One of them was Free as a Bird, which they actually made into a song. And then there were a couple of others. And then the last one that they just couldn't make it work because it was on one channel and the piano muffled out his singing was this Now and Then. But with AI, they didn't regenerate John's voice. It's John's voice you're hearing. The AI was able to separate, if you know anything about recording, it was able to separate the piano from his voice. Because they were on one track and the piano was too loud. So they didn't have the technology, but today's technology, they were actually able to separate them onto two different tracks. George Harrison, who died many, many years ago, played guitar and sang on the attempts that they made to do this song in the old days. Unfortunately, they kept those tapes around. And to enhance it, Paul McCartney played a guitar in George Harrison's style. George Harrison has a very distinct style. And so it's a matter of willpower, it's a matter of creativity, and modern technology made it so
that's
that
part of the story.
That's the main part of the story. It's an average Beatles song. It's not, you know, it's not typical. Strawberry Fields or it's good. But it's good.
It is good.
Well, yeah. John Lennon.
It'll be number one before you know it. Every format will play it. Everybody
well, whatever play. Determines a number one in this era, I don't know. You know what? I guess it has to do with streaming and downloads nowadays. No, nobody sells records anymore, and you can get it for free on YouTube.
It's already number one trending on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, what a world. I remember in the earlier days, and you remember that, you'd have to run out. If the record company didn't send you the record, you'd have to run out to the store and hope you could get it and get it on the air. And, you know, it was a physical property. Now, you know, hey, get me this song. Get me that song. Boom, boom, boom. You have it in like a matter of 20 seconds, and it's free.
Yeah.
What a difference in the music industry.
What a difference a generation makes.
It's been like 50 years since the Beatles, something like that, and the fact that they're still such a powerful force in our popular culture, they are the Beatles are the leading musical force in my opinion of the 20th century.
More than
Rodgers and Hammerstein. The Beatles will be remembered. If anything is remembered from our era musically, it's going to be the Beatles.
Yeah, and it should be. Frankly, I think there's nothing like them, especially the early stuff. Maybe I'm at my age, but it's just she loves you,
You think that was their best stuff?
Be there. I think that was. I want to hold your. Yes, I do. I want to hold your hand. She loves you. I didn't like Strawberry Fields. I don't like Hey Jude at all. The stuff that became that the music came out of them when they matured. I like the Ringo Starr fun stuff, as he was playing a little bit at the end of their era, and then he went off on his own to do the same sort of thing. And the music from Wings, and Harrison's music by himself. George.
Well, I had one of the great one of the highlights of my career was that I became friends and worked with George Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me, George Harrison is, in my personal opinion, one of the finest human beings of our lifetime.
Yeah,
he's a very, very unusual man.
He was. And I will tell you a quick story. Limit this to 60 seconds. You know that Uri Geller, the spoon vendor, and I are very close friends. Mm-hmm. And he was getting remarried, supposedly. I think it was his first marriage. And he invited all of his celebrity friends to come to his house for the wedding. And Michael Jackson was his best man, and all the British, it was when he was living in England, and, you know, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, and you name it, who was a particularly Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues, and me. So
wow.
I'm supposed to bring...
excited to meet you.
Well, we were going
go on,
to...
go on.
Uri had made a call to Harrison because Harrison and he were friends. And he said he wanted to bring Michael Jackson over to talk to him. And I was supposed to drive the car to bring him over to Harrison's house. So we had gone the night before. Uri and I had had dinner. And we were walking around in Henley, which is where Harrison lived. And we went to the front gate of his house. And Uri actually pushed the buzzer to see if Harrison was still up. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And he wasn't. So the next morning, he gets a call from Harrison telling him that we can't go over to his house. Michael Jackson and I and Uri were going to go over to visit with Harrison. And he said that Paul had called him. And he'd heard about the visit, and he said, if you visit with Michael Jackson, I'll never talk to you again. Because Michael Jackson had bought the Beatles catalog, and they were ripping about that. So that's my little Harrison. My only encounter with George Harrison was that it didn't take place. But it's a great story about how the Beatles were still intertwined after all those years.
Oh, yeah.
And
you actually rang George Harrison's bell.
Uri did. We walked up to the gate, and he pushed the button.
Yep. Did he have to do it with his finger, or could he do it with his mind?
No, he did it with his finger. Thanks very much. All right. I want to spend a moment talking about Matthew Perry and his death and what investigators have found in the toxicology report, or what they haven't found, and the strong rumors at the end of the week that there are some who think the reason that the medical examiner has not released his findings on his death is because he, in part, died of complications of the COVID vaccine. And that may have influenced. Who knows at this point, how are you ever going to find out what the bottom line really is with all of this stuff? It just is. But like you've heard, other people have had the shots and they had heart attacks and they died. So is it plausible? Who knows anymore what's plausible, what's true? What do you think of that?
I think you're citing a situation that's statistical, and that always has been the case. And because of the COVID, the nature of COVID being so confusing and so urgent,
yeah,
and such a rush to try to create vaccines. Remember how frightening COVID was?
Oh, yeah.
It was in its, you know, people were dying. They were piling them up in refrigerated, you know, vans outside the hospitals on the streets of New York. So let's not forget, you know, what led to this madness and the fear that was unleashed on the public. That being said, with so many people taking vaccines that are relatively new, there will be a percentage of people who die or who have negative complications from it. All medicine is a matter of balancing, you know, the pros and the cons. What's the downside to the meds? And that's the case now. It doesn't surprise me. But it's been so politicized, and it plays into agenda and fear that that's where the confusion, you know, comes from.
Yep. Correctamundo. 45 past the hour. Quick reminder about how you get a free 3-day, 2-night trip to Las Vegas from the folks at 541 Travel. Dial 800-419-3684 right now while you're thinking about it. You'll win. It's impossible to lose. There's no purchase necessary. If you want to go, you got to pick up the phone and call, though. Take advantage of the largesse of these folks putting together a package. You can stay longer if you want, but you get the first 2 nights and 3 days free. Win by dialing 800-419-3684. You can also win tickets to a Las Vegas show while you're there, right? 800-419-3684.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Be Amoeba list from Talkers Magazine. So as you have an official list, we play this a couple of times during each of the hours, the countdown hours and the talk radio review hours. So you know exactly what is on the list, which you can find again at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, a tie for obvious reasons between Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight. At number 9, Sam Bankman-Fried. Number 8 on the list, the Beatles, with the release of that song Now and Then. And number 7, candidates for the presidency on the Republican side. Number 6, Tommy Tuberville. Number 5, George Santos. Number 4, Mike Johnson. Number 3, the Trumps. Number 2, Netanyahu. And number 1 on the list, we don't have... we don't have Joe Biden, Jr. We have the two Trumps. We only have one Biden on the list this week, and that's the president at number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. There's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and the story list from Talkers. We are publishing this at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com, so you can see the list there every week. At number 10, Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight, both passing. That's captured a lot of attention for sure. At number 9, the conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried. At number 8, the Ohio abortion ballot issue. Number 7, those people who are still contenders in the presidential race, on both sides, actually. Tommy Tuberville, the senator, and the stranglehold he has on military appointments is 6. The Fed policy and the economy is 5. The speaker's agenda is 4. Trump and Trump Jr. and the legal situation they find themselves in is 3. The protests and anti-Semitism on campus is number 2, and the war in the Middle East is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I would not feel like I was doing my job here on the Talk Radio Countdown if I didn't point your attention to Michael's MH interview this week. And so let's go to the source, that is Michael, for a quick description of who you talked to this week on the MH interview.
I interviewed two people that are involved in a co-production, an international radio show called One World, and the American side of it is WRHU, Hempstead, New York. It's Hofstra's multi-award-winning radio station, Andy Gladding, and a young woman named Jamie Lee Frederick at Bush Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. And they do this weekly show together about, you know, popular culture, etc., and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I talk to the two of them internationally, and it's a a bit of a departure from American politics. It's an international view of radio and pop culture.
Yeah.
MHInterview.com.
Fun to listen to, I'm going to bet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need more of this kind of stuff, frankly, on the radio. All right, MHInterview.com. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the big stories from this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. Stephen Wiseman, who is a college professor, also a lawyer, expert on scams, is with us every week at this time to go through the important legal aspects of some of the legal stories on the countdown list. The conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried is number 9 this week on the countdown. What do you make of that? He could get 110 years. Many people asking, why are they waiting till next March to sentence the guy? Why didn't he get sentenced when he was convicted? Good question, eh?
It is, but what happens in that is after someone is convicted, they do the probation department does an investigation, and it's really a good thing to consider all of the aspects of that person's life to see what would be a good recommendation as far as the sentencing. Waiting till March, yeah, I think that's a bit long. But this case, it was fascinating in the sense that you had 10 million pages of documents. The case went on for weeks.
Yeah.
And the jury was out for 4 hours. You knew that this was going to be relatively quick when the case ended. And the judge said to the jury, if you guys want to stay a little late tonight, I'll get you pizza. And sure enough, they came out just a few hours later with it. You know, it showed one of the big things is often white-collar criminal cases, and particularly something dealing with something as obscure as cryptocurrencies, all the defense has to do is confuse the jury. And particularly here where the criminal intent is important. And, you know, Fried's defense was all along. He never had any intent to steal. He didn't really know what was going on. Maybe he was negligent, but that was it. He also had that hubris to testify where his words got totally turned against him. And there's a reason most criminal defendants don't testify. It's because they usually get nailed with it. But this is a good lesson to people. What happened was, yes, he was misusing the funds. He was making political contributions, living a high lifestyle, loaning money to his hedge fund, all improperly. But when that got leaked, that information got leaked, there was a run. There was a run on them, people trying to get their monies back, just like you used to see with runs on banks. And it collapsed. However, when you get a run on a bank, you get FDIC insurance. Cryptocurrency, people are thrilled because it's not regulated. Now they're frightened because it's not regulated. There's nothing inherently wrong with cryptocurrencies, but they need to be regulated more. And quite frankly, there are so many people investing in them that don't understand them, even the legitimate ones, let alone the ones that are scams.
Speaking of understanding, the number eight, that's number nine on the countdown. Number eight this week is the Ohio abortion ballot issue coming up next week. I think a lot of people don't understand because it's been on the ballot before. The questions have been convoluted, switched around so that only somebody who's got a PhD in linguistics can understand what the hell the questions are about or how to answer them. This is one of the travesties, I think, of our system. So what is there for the people in Ohio? How do they separate the two sides, the two issues here?
This is something that you and I share a real concern about. When you look at the ballot questions that come out, the language is written in legalese, and no one speaks legalese. No one understands legalese, and you really can't tell what your vote's going to be. Fortunately, in most states, there are groups such as the League of Women Voters here in Massachusetts who will send out a booklet before the election,
right,
that provides not just the actual ballot question, but tells you what it means and how to deal with it. But, you know, I'm not sure that communication is done enough so that you have really an informed electorate. And without an informed electorate, you know, how can you rely on what the results are?
Yep. And what can you say about Trump and the Trump Jr. presentation in 30 seconds?
Boy's main defense is either, I don't know, or I don't know, I just signed this. I don't know any of this stuff. I just sign what comes in front of me and then cotton lies.
I just do what I'm told. That's, you know,
yeah.
Okay. Good luck. Let's see how far that goes. And, all right. So, it's always an interesting week here. The idea that there are so many different things that people don't understand. I wish we had time to talk about the campus protests and what legally is going to come out of that. That'll still be going on next week. Let's make it part of the agenda. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.